Welcome to episode one of Questionable Behavior, where my wife, Michelle,
hello,
and I ask and answer questions you may or may not have thought of.
Yes, if you feel like you're not having good conversations with your significant other or maybe your roommates, and you look around and everybody's faces in their electronics, these might be some good little nuggets that you are about to hear that you can actually spark a conversation with. So stay tuned.
So the first question, you can choose one food to eat for the rest of your life, Shell. What is it?
I know my husband's answer is going to be pizza.
That's not how this game works, Shell.
But I already know your answer.
Do not answer for me. That's not how this show works. I answer for myself and give my own explanations. Now you don't know if that's true or not.
But listen, I know you.
Okay,
look. Let's think. Okay, focus. But would this food give me the same calories it always has?
Okay, in case we're not understanding how this works, I'm going to ask a question and then you're going to answer it. So you can choose one food to eat for the rest of your life. What would you choose? Not what your husband would choose, what you, Michelle, would choose.
Right. Okay.
And you're right, by the way, but that's besides the point.
Oh, see, come on, guys. I knew this. Let's see here. What would I eat? I don't know. Oh, that's so hard.
Right?
Ice cream.
It can be kind of hard because you think about for the rest of your life, breakfast, lunch, dinner, what can you eat?
Yeah. I don't know. I think my vote's going to be ice cream because ice cream for breakfast, AKA cereal, right? Milk. ice cream for snacks because ice cream. whenever you're sad, ice cream. And whenever you're happy, celebration, ice cream. That's my answer.
Okay. You know, and I'm not surprised you chose ice cream for nothing nutritional. You didn't think about any nutritional value. You're just thinking about how it's going to help you get through your day.
I mean, isn't that the motto, the name of the game, right? Survive today and hope you wake up tomorrow.
Well, okay. I chose pizza for survival, but for nutritious reasons. Because pizza has all the goods, baby. It has all the goods. You're talking about the bread and cereal group. You got your vegetable group. You got your meat group. You got everything you need with pizza. You know, and I'm sure the world will agree with me. Come on now. Pizza is where it's at. When you're thinking about any sporting event, are you thinking about ice cream or are you thinking about pizza?
How many kids you see walking around a baseball stadium or a basketball game? They got the Dippin' Dots or they got the Baskin Robbins ice cream and the parents get them whatever they want so they can enjoy a little snippet of the game. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody talking about pizza. No. Hot dogs, ice cream, soda.
Dunzo. Oh, I'm sorry. What after the team gets done playing after t-ball? Hey, guys, I'm going to throw you a pizza party. Yeah, that's what they do. They don't throw an ice cream party.
Well, I don't want to go to that party then. Sorry.
Well, let's be honest. Let's be honest because they do have pizza and then they will have ice cream. So normally they will have both. But for the name of this game, we're choosing one thing. I chose pizza. You chose ice cream. You know, it's hard to go wrong with either one.
Right, and they complement one another. Aww.
They do. Not really, but I think pizza is the better choice. But we're going to move on. I'm going to get the last word on that one.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we could all do without is impatient people.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That leads us to this next question.
Oh, boy.
Here's why I say this, because we'll look outside, we'll listen to the weather person. The weather person says, oh, okay, it's sunny outside. You're going to have nice warm weather. I look outside, I see it's sunny. I'm like, Okay. Do I need the weather person for this? Do I really need that? See, so if
Okay,
I'm an impatient person.
first of all, very rarely does the meteorologist tell you it's going to be a sunny, beautiful day. No, they're going to say it's going to be mostly sunny or partly cloudy, or I'm just going to throw in that nugget of it's 20% because somewhere in your county or your tri-county area, there may be one little rain droplet. So that 20%, doo-doo, they're going to get it in there.
I don't know. I just heard the weather guy say we're going to have beautiful weather today. And he did not tell me that it was going to be 20%. It was going to be mostly cloudy. No, he said we're going to have some beautiful weather today. So, unless, well, you're saying burnt to the weather person, not me. So let's just go right into this next question, okay? Because if I was an impatient person, I'm like, I don't need the weather. I don't need TV. I'm just out the door. But what could you do without daily news or daily weather?
I mean, that's tough because if there's something going on, like in my city, that's going to cause a traffic pileup because, like, the fare's down and I need to know what exit I need to get off of so I can avoid all those people, I want to know the local news because of those little factoids. But I mean, where we live, which is on the East Coast, we have to be aware of potential Mother Nature getting very angry and hurricanes coming our way. So I do want to have a heads up about that from our weather person to say, oh, this is what's brewing over here in the Atlantic. Keep an eye on this, guys.
Yeah, I
I
think that's
don't.
important. Yeah, that's a good point. And I'm right at, so are you choosing weather or are you choosing news? Which one are you choosing before I jump in?
I don't. I'm, pass. I don't
You
want to
can't, there is
choose.
no pass. There is no pass. No, you are not allowed to pass. No, you can't go past go until you answer this. How about
Oh
that,
gosh,
Miss
no.
Monopoly?
I don't like this rule. Okay. Who made these rules anyway?
There are no rules.
Okay, well, pass. Yay, pass.
No, there's no, you're not playing this game correctly. You need to answer
Henceforth,
the question.
rules.
That's not a rule. It's not a rule. Okay. Daily news or daily weather?
Oh
I think
man,
your
I okay.
explanation was good. I believe
Of course, it was
in
good.
most of what you're saying. Oh, I agree. I
Yeah.
wouldn't say I believe. I agree with the majority of what you're saying because it is accurate.
Yeah,
But
sure is.
I have my own take, but I just want you to choose news or weather.
Okay, I will do without weather, and I will pray that I can see the clouds and that something is coming my way. Ooh, Lord.
So you're saying you would do without daily weather.
Yeah, but I still love Al Roker, though.
Who doesn't love Al Roker?
I'm just saying.
Right. Well, looking at the two, I thought of some of the same things I did. And I believe, especially depending on where you are, whether if you're in Vegas, if you're in California, if you're up north, especially during the winter, you definitely want to know about those snowstorms and those fronts that'll be going through there. And for us, being on the East Coast, you got to worry about the hurricanes. Oof. I think I would go without daily news before I would go without daily weather. And here's why.
Ooh, juicy.
Because daily weather is something that impacts your life every day. There's a lot of things that you can get on the news impact you directly. So it may be impacting a different demographic. It could be impacting old folks' homes. I said old folks' homes, but the
Old
elderly.
folks' homes.
Hey, you know what? I respect
Okay.
my elders more than anybody. So if anybody want to call me out for saying old folks, because I'm dang near an old folk. I feel like old folk. So come at me. So anyways,
Come at me,
so yeah,
bro.
I would say I would say daily weather. I would say daily weather. I
Okay.
need. I don't need daily news for those reasons that I stated. Does that
Perfect.
change your opinion at all? Did I convince you to change up or
No, but
no?
I think this actually works out because you can get rid of the news and I can get rid of the weather and we're in the same house and so we fill each other in and poof, it all works out.
And the great thing is, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you can come up with your own decision and you can bring that up to your friends, your family, and try to get an idea how their mind ticks. And that's what
Yes,
we're
and
trying to
you
do
can
with this
say,
show.
I knew Michelle was right the whole time. There was some in her voice that said, that girl's got
Well, you also know, you know what? I'm gonna let you have that one. Okay. Give you a win for Shell there. Win for Shell. Okay, we're gonna roll into our next question. Okay, for our next question, should exercise be fun?
Am I going first again? Am I always going
Yes.
first in this game?
Okay, how about this? I'll go first this time, okay?
Yes,
I give you
goodness.
some
Woof.
time to sit there and think and not
I already
waffle
know
and
my
say,
answer. I'm the one that's at the gym every day.
pass. Okay, all right. Should exercise be fun? I'm going to say no. Exercise is not about fun, but I'm thinking about the end result. Because when I'm going to exercise, am I doing it for fun? Heck no, I'm not doing it for fun. I'm doing it so I stay in shape. Of course, would you like your exercise routine to be fun? Whether you're throwing in music or you have friends with you that are coming along with you, that makes it more entertaining, makes it easier for you to get through it. Of course. But should exercise be fun is the question. And my answer to that is no. Exercise should not be fun, but exercise should get you to where you want to be health-wise. Oh, Rocky's jumping on me. What do you need? What do you need, buddy? What do you need?
He's
You
like,
okay?
wrong
Yeah, you're a good
answer.
boy. Yeah, you're a good boy. Yeah, good boy. I can't play right now, though. Okay. So what is your response? What
My
is your
response
answer?
is, you
Should
are so wrong.
Hold on before
Wrong,
you go
wrong,
down that,
wrong.
before you jump in the deep end
You
here.
just said, what is my answer?
Okay, rewind. Should
Bum.
exercise, I just want to repeat the question for you. Should exercise be fun?
Yes, 100%. Because if it is not fun, I'm not going to stick with it. And I'm not going to get those long-term goals that you were talking about that I want to get from exercising. It's never going to happen because I will not return to whatever that is, the gym, the torture chamber, whatever is going to give me these magical results. If I'm not having a good time, aka fun, I'm not going to go back to it because the hardest part of exercising is really starting it. So if I have to psych myself, yeah, come on, we got to do this. Yes, grow muscles, grow. No, just, yeah, I am not that kind of person. There has to be some kind of fun. There must be some good music. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. I gotta feel it like in my soul. You know what I mean? And so therefore, yes, exercise must be fun.
Well, once again, we disagree. You know, but I guess, you know, and with both of us chiming in and you know, you start listening to what the other is saying about it, and you do make some good points there because I need to feel that music. The music energizes me. It helps me get the most out of my exercise. But it really comes down to mentality. Whatever your mentality is when you're going into your exercise routine, you know, if that space you have to get into, or that music you have to play, or whatever you have to do to get yourself through it, then you just got to get there and you have to be in the right mindset to do so.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, but I still think it does not have to be fun. But that was a good one. That was a good one. We both made good points there, I believe. But and just let me believe, you don't have to say anything. We're going to go on to the next question. So our next segment And our last segment of this episode is what's on TV or what's available on a streaming app or any kind of streaming service that you must be watching, that you have to be tuned into. So what is on that is must-see show?
Well, I will tell you what has just ended that you must see or you must catch up on before the final season comes out, which is This Is Us. It's an NBC show. No, they're not paying us, but feel free to throw us some change. NBC show, This Is Us. There is one season left. Sorry if you're in the dark on social media and you don't know this. There you go. Spoiler. It was not a show that was written to go on forever and ever and always. It had an end date, and we just watched the last season, the last episode, current season. So there's one more coming up. So those of you who are listening, you have a chance to go get your tissues, get your popcorn, get your candy, get your little snackaroos, and catch up and binge it, and you'll be ready for the last season.
That's a great choice. That's a great choice. That's a fantastic show. It's been going on for 5 seasons now. They're going to end it on season 6. And I think it's an appropriate ending. You want to end when it's high, and it's definitely high. And but like Shell said, there's highs and there's lows. And you will have those moments where you're going to tear up. It doesn't matter how tough you think you are, you try not to, you can't help it because you're human. If you're watching that show, enjoying it, you're embracing it, and you're actually into it when you're watching it, you're definitely going to have some teary moments because you just feel it. And that's a credit to the actors. That's a credit to the writers. And like Joe said, that's just a great show. It's coming to an end. So the final season's coming up probably this fall. So when it comes back on, get caught up. You can go to Peacock, catch up on those episodes. And that's NBC, like Joe said. Thank you for tuning in. This is our first episode. I promise we'll improve from here. Don't worry. Or it's
He
just going to be a
definitely
train
will
wreck the
improve,
whole way
guys.
through.
Yep, he
And
will.
hopefully we don't talk over each other like we're doing right now. But she loves me still, so it's all good. So I hope
All
you
good.
enjoy it. I hope you can take some of these questions and actually have some fun with them and bring them up to other people that you know, or even people that you don't know. It whatever you however you want to use it. Use it, just have fun with it, enjoy life, show anything before we exit.
Questionable behavior.
That's behavior, people.
Bye.
Bye-bye.